Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning! Diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on!
Oh, yes. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni, and the Warriors have won consecutive road games for the first time all season. There needs to be like some sort of trumpet, some sort of applause, some sort of something here to celebrate. The first time all season, the Golden State Warriors have won consecutive road games. This is the NBA Finals. Come on. Oh, there it is. There it is. DJ Horn, Sandstorm. Let's go, folks. They've done it. Consecutive road wins for the Golden State Warriors. Now 9-29 on the road. They improve to 38-36 as they defeat the Dallas Mavericks 127-125. Not without some controversy. At least that's how Mark Cuban perceives things. We'll get into that a little bit later. But yes, the Warriors hang on 127-125. Huge win as it pertains to the Western Conference standings. And as it stands right now, as we look over at the standings, after the Lakers and Suns concluded last night, you got the Warriors as the sixth seed. They are only a half game back of the Los Angeles Clippers. I don't know if you want that fifth seed, by the way, but we'll get to that a little bit later as well. But you stay at the sixth seed, and more importantly, get the tiebreaker over the Dallas Mavericks, who drop all the way to the ninth seed. They're flirting with potentially not even being in the play-in. They're tied with the Los Angeles Lakers. They still have a game to be played. So yes, a lot of mixing and matching and moving parts as it pertains to the Warriors, as it pertains to the Western Conference. And they needed that win. They salvaged the road trip. Yes, 2-3, not the sexiest, but you'll take it. You will absolutely take it. And just a hell of a performance overall. When the three-point shot wasn't falling and it wasn't for the Warriors last night, as they go 12 of 39 from beyond the arc, but as a team overall, shooting 50 of 90 and shooting over 55%, they were attacking the paint. They were getting those mid-range jumpers off. They weren't just settling for the outside shot, taking bad shots. Now, there were some of those. Steph didn't have it last night. He hasn't really shot well overall from beyond the arc the last few games on this road trip. Klay Thompson as well, 1 of 4. They didn't settle. That was the most important thing. The only person that is actually kind of wild, DiVincenzo, taking 10 threes, made 4 of them, some timely buckets. But that's what we have seen from the Warriors all season. We haven't seen, you know, this team willing to do the easy things, do the little things. Hey, my shot's not falling. Instead of forcing it, let's go to the paint. Let's try to attack. They haven't been doing that, especially on the road. But last night, they were able to do it. They were able to be able to say, listen, Luka, you can get yours, and you're crying, and you're 30 points on 27 shots and shooting 2 of 10 from beyond the arc. Go ahead. You keep doing your bad shots, we'll be more discerning in our offense. Stephen Curry, masterclass on the floor last night. 13 assists for Stephen Curry last night. He was a field general out there. Kevon Looney, he just loves playing the Dallas Mavericks. Double-double for him. Nothing easy. It's fine. 12 boards, 12 points. DiVincenzo tossed him 14 points. Jonathan Kuminga, 9 of 11 shooting, 22 points, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. This guy, if he can just get those rebounds up, and he only had 3 last night, but if the scoring's going to be like that consistently, he needs to be getting consistent minutes like he did last night. 31 for him. Jordan Poole attacking the paint. He was huge towards the end of that game, 16 points. Obviously, didn't play the last few minutes, but the dribble drive penetration at times were massive. Again, not settling for bad shots all around. Every single player was discerning with their offensive game. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570 is the number if you would like to get involved as the Warriors improve on the season to 38-36 and 9-29 on the road. First consecutive road wins on the year. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Like to know your thoughts there. YouTube, Twitch, we are live and up and running. Hit me up on there. Hit me up on Twitter, @Spadoni_Joe. Give me a follow. I'm not reading that second part of your name, Atomic. But Joe, wake and bake, my man. Let's go. Let's go. If you're all driving out there, if you're just getting off work, getting on work, getting ready for school, getting ready for maybe you're going on a long weekend. Who knows? Thank you for hopping on. Be sure to download that Odyssey app. Favorite 95.7 The Game for not just all your sports coverage and pregame show coverage and Warriors coverage, but for all the things you're interested in. Maybe you're into The Mandalorian. New episode dropped yesterday. Maybe you find a podcast regarding Star Wars. Maybe you're into the political game, all this crap going on. Maybe you're into weather, the atmospheric river. Hopefully that's gone. But all of that right there on the Odyssey app. Okay. The Golden State Warriors. I don't know what to make of them. Even at this point, they're a team, and maybe this is what I make of them. And let me know what you think at 888-957-9570. They're a team that I wouldn't be surprised if they got to the finals. I wouldn't be surprised if they got bounced in the first round. I wouldn't be shocked if they got to the second round, then got bounced. I wouldn't be shocked if they still fall to the play-in and lose in the play-in. Or they get to the play-in, win in the play-in. Anything could happen. And I would be like, you know what? I can see it. It's so weird not knowing what the future holds for this Golden State Warriors season. And it's kind of exciting, right? Of this past decade, I mean, for more than half of it, you just kind of knew, like, well, Warriors are going to be in the finals. Just pencil them in. Yeah, they'll be fine. Yeah, we'll get there. Let's see. LeBron, yeah, he'll do his thing. We'll meet him in the finals, and yeah. That's just what it was for so long. And then last year came along, and it's just like, huh. This is new. This is interesting. I still think we got a chance. Everyone's not saying we have a chance. We start out the season great. Kind of faded down the stretch, but you know what? Steph, Dre, and Clay, Gary Payton, Wiggins, all that, and they showed what they were about. They played hard defense, timely three-point shots, efficient, and they won another title, and it was unexpected, and it's probably why it was the most beloved title for not only the players on that team last year, but for the fans. Yes, doing without Kevin Durant to an extent, but some players, you know, some fans still salty about that situation. And by the way, the Suns, speaking of Kevin Durant, they desperately need him back. Yikes. They're struggling without him, and that could be a potential first-round matchup for the Golden State Warriors in that first round of the playoffs. 888-957-9570. I say all that to say, as Daryl the Guru Johnson would say, I don't think you could say to the Warriors, if they make a run this year, it's going to be quote-unquote the easy path, right? I'm not buying that narrative, and I didn't really buy that narrative last season when everyone was just looking back like, oh, wow, who'd you beat? Oh, you beat the Nuggets without Jamal Murray. Oh, cool. You beat Memphis without Ja Morant. Oh. Oh, you beat the Mavericks. Oh, they only had Luka though. So, eh. Oh, and you beat the Celtics. Well, that was only their first time in the finals. God, the excuse making was just nauseating. Any single fan of a team would like the path of least resistance. You want to win a title? That's the name of the game. I don't give an F who is in front of you. Get the job done. If they're missing their star players, so be it. That's the breaks. It's a war of attrition. The best ability is availability. Get over it. And for all the naysayers out there, I guess this take is for you. But it's not going to be easy for the Warriors this season. I'm already looking at the matchups potentially for them in the first round. Kings or the Suns? You think that's going to be easy? First round matchup? If they cling to the fifth or sixth spot? And again, they're the sixth seed currently, half game back of the fifth, which is held by the Los Angeles Clippers, who, by the way, are going to be without Paul George for the next 2 to 3 weeks, as he is going to be reevaluated from a knee sprain, I believe it was, So hopefully that's all it is for Paul George. It looked gruesome. It looked absolutely horrible the other night, but I guess that's good news for the Clippers, but bad news at the same time being without him for the rest of the regular season. So can the Warriors, you know, take control there and get to the fifth seed? Do they want the fifth seed? Do you? Are you scared of facing the Suns? Are you scared of facing the Kings, whatever that matchup might be? Kings right now, I think, are locked into the third. I think we can say that. They're five games ahead of the checked out 4.5 games. I don't know, the different game, loss column. I hate all this stuff. They're 4.5 games ahead of the Suns right now, but they're locked in that three seed. I think the Suns are going to stick at four, but hell, Clippers could jump right up. They're only a half game back. Can the Warriors hop all the way up to the four seed? I can see it. I absolutely can see it. You look at their remaining schedule and all the home games that they're going to have. Home against Philly. Home against, and we know they're a different team at home. That's just a fact. They're a different team at home. For whatever reason, guys, the shots go in. They play better defense. What have you. Philly Friday. That's not going to be easy. I know that. It's not going to be easy Sunday against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Carl Anthony Towns is back. He looked great the other night. What was it, last night? 22 points. Then you got Tuesday against New Orleans. Friday at San Antonio next week before going back on the road on Denver on next Sunday. And then Tuesday at home. Then quick turnaround against Sac and then Portland. So a lot of this homestand need to go 3-1. If you want to get to that four seed, 3-1 or 4-0 has to be on the table. Has to be. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Appreciate all of you chiming in on the Xfinity Mobile text line. 707, like your show, Joe. Keep it up. 707, Tuan. What up, Tuan? How you doing, man? 408, love how Poole attacked the paint and did not settle for too much threes. That's from Bay 408. Yeah, that wasn't just Poole. It was the whole team. Attacking. And I feel like Jonathan Kuminga, and getting all those minutes, his energy is infectious. For a young player, his ability to keep attacking the paint, his aggression on Luka Doncic, I felt like that was infectious for the team. And that's something we've kind of locked on Draymond Green a lot in the past. His want to and his ability on defense is infectious at time. That energy level that they desperately need, especially on the road this season where they've been putrid. And again, this is their first back-to-back road wins of the season. It was infectious last night. And Jonathan Kuminga talked after the game and asked how he maintains his composure in these types of games against Luka Doncic and guarding guys like that and against the Dallas Mavericks on the road.
Just staying locked in, especially playing against good teams. It's just one mistake and everything is messed up. So just staying locked in, especially as a young player, it's tough because not having too much experience, like just being around those guys every day and learning and watching different things that they do. And I feel like that's where I kind of like stay locked in and just focus on a lot of things.
Very smart and educated response there from a young player in Jonathan Kuminga. Listen, he's a sponge right now. He has to just stay locked in, waiting for his opportunity. It is difficult for young players in this league, especially in Jonathan Kuminga's case. They're defending NBA champions. It is not an easy task running the floor with three future Hall of Famers and being at the right place at the right time constantly, knowing when to penetrate, knowing when to take the shot, knowing when to pass it up, all that sort of things. Yeah, you can say, Spadoni, that's just the game of basketball. Yeah, but it's different when you're going up against the guys like Luka Doncic and you're guarding them for a lot of the game. You're being rough and you're being physical. It takes a lot of out of you on the defensive end. And couple that on offense, you got to have the high IQ with this team, with the Steve Kerr offense. It's got to be high IQ. You got to know when to go, when not to, when to push the pace, when to attack the paint. And it seems like Jonathan Kuminga is figuring it out. Now, I mentioned earlier, the rebounding aspect has to improve. I have confidence that it will. When you have that much activity all around, you can't not get rebounds. So I think the rebounds will come given time, and they're going to need it down the stretch here if they are going to be without Andrew Wiggins, and we'll get to a Steve Kerr cut on that situation in just a second. But Jonathan Kuminga, MVP of the Warriors last night to me, along with Kevon Looney, 888-957-9570. Speaking on Kevon Looney, he was talking about his teammate Jonathan Kuminga.
JK has been great. He set the tone for us defensively. Luka's one of the best players in the league. I think he made him work. Still had a crazy stats, but he made him work for all the points, and that's all you can ask for. You know, he scored what he needed to score. He provided a lot of energy and finishing at the rim, and that's what makes him special. That's why he's so highly touted, and we think the world of him, and we need him to keep doing this down the stretch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kevon Looney, he's a veteran. He knows things. He's like the only big guy on the team. So when he sees the youngins work, like Jonathan Kuminga's working. He sees that. That speaks volumes. When you get a guy like Kevon Looney, kind of a soft-spoken, not really rah-rah kind of a guy, I think he's a quiet leader, though. He's one of the leaders on the team, at least as it pertains to the youngins. Poole, Kuminga, Moody, all those kind of guys. The Lambs, if you want, the Ty Jeromes. But that speaks volumes from a guy like Kevon Looney going out of his way to praise a guy like Jonathan Kuminga. It goes a lot of way. I'm a big believer in bringing people up and not tearing them down after games and stuff like that. Now, there's different methods to different madnesses. I get it. You got to push certain buttons at times, try to get that motivation factor. But I'm a big, big believer in positive, you know, just positive thoughts, positive praise, not tearing down. Hey, I'm like this way as a dad. Listen, you did this way. It's not working. How about we try this way, right? Hey, that's not working out for you. Instead of crushing the guy, listen, I see you're doing this. How about you start doing this? And I feel like Jonathan Kuminga is finally getting it. From the YouTube chat, you guys are on fire. Patrick Herrick. Patrick Herrick? The name's confusing me, Patrick. Everyone hates the Warriors. We have destroyed a decade of all of their lives, but also probably a factor in our regular season road record. Well, are you insinuating that the officials are out to get you? From Adrian Mendez, he is. That was the worst game I've ever seen from the officials. Okay. Let's look at the free throw discrepancy. I understand. Only 28 more shots. 10 more shots from the Mavs on the line, who only shot 20 of 28. If they want to point to themselves, Mark Cuban, and we'll get to him in a second, protesting the game after a weird inbounds play happened. But if you want to protest this loss, Mark Cuban, look at the free throw line. I mean, that was kind of the difference. 20 to 28, 71%? It's not going to get it done. All right, I kind of teased it earlier. The Dallas Mavericks, and this is per Shams Charania after the game, the Dallas Mavericks plan to file to the NBA a formal protest of their 127-125 loss to the Golden State Warriors with focus on alleged referee mistake that led to two free Warriors points late in the third quarter. So there was a play, their inbounds play, where if you were watching the game, you're like, what are the Mavs doing? There's no one near the inbound play, and it was just a quick layup, quick two, and then the Mavericks were like, wait, I thought this is our ball. So what happened was, it was out of bounds, Warriors basketball. The ref pointed, you know, as he does, Warriors basketball. If you're watching on me on YouTube, you can see me doing the signal. Warriors basketball, and then he did a quick whistle, because the Mavs called timeout, and then he pointed to the opposite direction. Well, a lot of the Mavs players probably believed, oh, he's just correcting his call at the end there, and then he called the timeout. No, that's not what happened. That's absolutely not what happened. And there was a pool report, I believe, I want to see if I could find it here, that kind of confirms all that. But, what? It's just one thing after another. As it comes to the NFL, the NBA referees this season. It's been a lot of bad, to say the least, and that's putting it politely. So this is the question in the pool report here. And the pool report interview was conducted by Tim Cato of The Athletic with crew chief Sean Wright following last night's Warriors-Mavericks game. Question, why was possession given to the Warriors on that play after it was originally signaled to be the Mavericks? Right. Initially, on the floor, the original signal was, in fact, Golden State ball, as this can be seen on the video. There is a second signal, but that signal is for a mandatory timeout that was due to the Mavs. Simple as that, I agree. I mean, it's not, I can agree all I want, and the facts are the facts. The crew chief, Sean Wright, basically said, yeah, check the tape, homie. And he was right. And I'll give the refs credit there. They were right the whole time. I don't know what Mark Cuban is thinking, doing that whole little tweet rant that he did last night, upset. I'm seeing a lot of memes right now. This is Mark Cuban doing the Aisha Curry meme, basically, with the pool report last night. And this is Mark Cuban tweeting, for those wondering about the play with 1:54 to go in the third, let me explain what happened. So Mark's going to explain here, ladies and gentlemen. Watch out. The ref called Mavs ball. He didn't. The announcer announced it. He didn't. Then there was a timeout. He did call a timeout. During the timeout, the official changed the call and never told us. Then we saw Then when they saw us line up as if it were our ball, he just gave the ball to the Warriors. Never said a word to us. They got an easy basketball. Crazy that it would matter in a two-point game. Worst officiating non-call mistake possibly in the history of the NBA. All they had to do was tell us, and they didn't. Wow. Worst officiating non-call mistake possibly in the history of the NBA. I got a fact check here, but a regular season game on March 21st in the year of our Lord 2023 probably is not going to make the top 10 of worst calls in the history of the NBA. I could be wrong. I could be wrong there, but jeez. Let's relax, Mark. I understand you're the number one fan, you're the owner, you love the team. But come on. Crying about that. Cry at the free throw line when you missed 8 shots. That was the difference there, buddy. 888-957-9570. Good morning, Spadoni, on the YouTube chat. Good morning, Little Dude 7. KM Johnson on the YouTube. If you watch the video, you can see the moment when Jordan Poole realizes what's happening. It's unreal. Ernie Chavez. What's up, Erndog? Cuban be paying extra for those extra long tweets. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh. I thought it was a thread at first, and I clicked on it. I was like, oh, big baller. He has one of those legacy accounts, right? But apparently they're doing away with all those, and they're making everyone pay. It's all dumb. I hate Twitter, but I have to be on it. Nicole Diaz. What's up, Nicole? We're talking basketball today, if that's okay. No more World Baseball Classic to react to. But don't worry. Giants right around the corner. Sands wearing his T-shirt. Giants talk coming up, baby. But Nicole, thank you for checking in. If it was Mavs ball, why were they all lined up on another zip code? Exactly. The Punisher. Good morning, Spadoni. What's up, Punisher? One of my favorite Marvel superheroes. Hope they're bringing back. I think they are bringing back the show with, who is it, John Bernthal? It's great. Sid Day. These names are throwing me off, by the way. The Patrick and the Sid Days throwing me off in the YouTube chat. I am happy we were able to close a road game. Atlanta and Memphis were there to close, but we couldn't. They salvaged the road trip. They absolutely salvaged it. With this win, they're right where they need to be, heading into the playoffs. You got 8 games left to see what you're made of. And I'm looking at the schedule again. Philly, Minnesota, New Orleans, San Antonio. 4 games on this next homestand starting tomorrow. If you go 3-1, 4-0, you have a great shot at being the 4 seed. I'm just looking at the teams ahead of you in the Western Conference, and they're without their 2 best players. The Suns, they did not look great last night. Granted, they didn't have KD or DeAndre Ayton, but Chris Paul hunting for foul calls, and it's not going to happen when you got Scott Foster in the building. And out of the refs, and we'll get into this on the other side, but Warriors Twitter is going to have a meltdown if Austin Reeves keeps getting more free throw calls than Stephen Curry. We'll address that absolutely here in a few minutes. But as it pertains to the Warriors' chances to get the 4 seed, Clippers, they're going to be fading. Without Paul George, it's going to be all Kawhi Leonard and Russell Westbrook. Ugh. And then the Suns, yeah, you're going to have to lean on CP3 and Devin Booker here if DeAndre Ayton's going to be sitting out with some hip injuries. 888-957-9570. How good of a shot do you give the Golden State Warriors about getting that 4 seed? Getting that home court advantage in that first round would be massive. And after all the road woes that they have struggled with this season, to get that 4 seed potentially, and you would be going up against the likes of potentially the Suns, the Clippers, and could you imagine? First game, round 1 of the NBA playoffs. It's the Phoenix Suns, and Kevin Durant makes his debut at Chase Center. I'm just thinking about the drama now. That would be nuts. Absolutely insane. And here was Jeff Van Gundy. Jeff Van Gundy, who was on the call last night for ESPN along with Dave Pasch. Jeff Van Gundy, you know him, you love him, or you hate him. Either you love him or you hate him at this point. I like him, but I get it. The miserable shtick can get old, if you will. But great interview with Steiny and Guru yesterday. You can check that out on the Odyssey app. But Jeff Van Gundy on the Warriors championship aspirations. Here's what he had to say yesterday with Steiny and Guru.
They don't have enough without Wiggins to win a championship. With Wiggins and with Curry playing great, great basketball, you know, they would have a puncher's chance. The Western Conference down this year, there's no one who's basically, I think, unbeatable. And so if they have their full roster and they get Peyton back as well, then maybe they would have enough. Obviously, their road woes are confounding, but they have to get one road win in any given series. So I think Wiggins is imperative to their championship hopes, and Peyton's important as well.
Speaking of Andrew Wiggins, here's Steve Kerr talking about him after the game last night.
Well, we love Wiggs. He's a huge part of our team. He's a great player, but he's a great human being. He's just a great teammate. I love coaching him. So anytime you see one of your guys struggling, dealing with something, all you can do is just...
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Just support that player and give them space, and that's what we've tried to do. But our players and our coaches, front office, we're all thinking about Wiggs every day. And if he comes back, great. And if he doesn't come back, that's fine too. We just want to make sure that he's in a good place, taking care of his family, and we'll see how it plays out.
Not the most confidence, if I'm a Warriors fan, listening to that Andrew Wiggins is going to be back this season. Now, I'm not going to speculate on any of that, but I feel like the Warriors are probably operating like he's not going to come back, and that's the only thing you can do. You can only worry about who's on the floor each and every game. So, listen, we'll wait and see what's going on there, but the Andrew Wiggins thing, we got 8 games left. It's starting to feel like he's not coming back. Again, I'm not reporting anything. I'm not saying that. It's just getting the sense, reading between the tea leaves from some of these comments, starting to feel like he's not coming back. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We're going to hear more from Jeff Van Gundy on the other side there. Great interview he had with Steiny and Guru. We're going to get into more of the free throw discrepancy around the league as it pertains to Stephen Curry and one Austin Reeves. They're calling him the Mayo Mamba, by the way, down in L.A. I like Hillbilly Kobe, but Mayo Mamba's pretty good. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. I just wanted to pass along this real quick. Foster Moreau, Raiders tight end, drafted out of LSU. Hell of a tight end, I should say. He's been talking and visiting with a lot of teams. He's a free agent as it stands right now. And he tweeted this out yesterday through, quote, "Through somewhat of a miraculous process, this free agency period has been life-changing for me. During a routine physical conducted by the Saints medical team down in New Orleans, I've come to learn that I have Hodgkin's lymphoma and will be stepping away from football at this time to fight a new. It is time to fight a new opponent, cancer. I'm grateful for the support and thankful for people who have stood firm with me. There hasn't been a single step I've taken without hundreds of people lighting the path before me, and I will continue to seek their guidance. That being said, I'll go kick this thing's ass and get back to doing what I love." So, Foster Moreau, a Hodgkin's lymphoma, that's what he ended up getting through a screening. Like, yeah, talk about a miraculous process. This is something that could help save his life. So we're hoping the best for Foster Moreau. He will be in our thoughts during this recovery. Just kind of a crazy thing happening. You don't see this very often in sports, where just during a physical with a team, you get a cancer diagnosis. Like, that just doesn't happen. And you heard it there from him himself, a somewhat miraculous process. So keeping Foster in our thoughts as he battles this thing. You never want to see that happen to anyone, just let alone your family, friends, anyone having to go through cancer. It's a scary, scary thing. And I'm sure all of you listening have had someone or something in your life affected by this horrible, horrible disease. 888-957-9570. We'll get back into the Warriors on the other side. Just wanted to share that information with Foster Moreau yesterday. Just kind of something that just kind of stops you when you're just scrolling through and you see that pop up on your feed. 888-957-9570. This is the pregame show. Joe Spadoni coming back on the other side. More Warriors after their win over the Dallas Mavericks.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pregame show. Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Warriors taking out the Dallas Luka Mavericks. last night, 127 to 125. Thank you to Joe Shasky, who's going to join me next segment for the crossover. He just dropped off my coffee. God, it was desperately needed. I hate that I'm a fan of a team that plays 7:30 games, and the Warriors, I have to cover them, and they play a lot of 7:30 tip-off games. The games are ending at like 10 o'clock, people. I get up at 3:40. You do the math. It's tough. So you lay in bed at that late. It's not a recipe for success, but I'm doing my best right here with all of you on the pregame show. 888-957-9570. Joe Shasky, thank you again for the coffee. I will be, what is it, Venmoing you shortly, Zelle, whatever you want to use. Whatever you want to use. YouTube, Twitch, hello. Hit me up on there. Hit me up on Twitter, at @Spadoni_Joe. Sade. I was talking about your name. I was hoping I was pronouncing it correctly. I didn't know if you were trolling me with that type of name because it was like Sid Day. Who Day? He said, Joe, I am an Indian. Day is my last name. Watching it from Kolkata, India. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Don't want to butcher any language. Dude, we got pre-gamers in India? Let's go! Respect the culture. Respect the food. Respect the people. Always wanted to visit India. Beautiful, beautiful place. I was watching, actually, RIP Anthony Bourdain, a lot of old No Reservations, because they're all on, like, free on, like, Travel Channel or whatever. And he goes to India a multitude of times and just beautiful. Everything is just so beautiful and lively. The people are so welcoming. The culture, everything like that. It's just really, really awesome. Also, the food. I think I'm going to make some slow cook tikka masala over the weekend. My white ass is probably going to mess it up somehow because it's my first attempt. But I can't wait. I just, oh, the naan, the jasmine rice, everything's just beautiful. Just beautiful. Murali, my man, Spadone, I'll host if you come to India, bruh. Let's go. We're going to do a live one-hour show from India. I'm sure the company will pay for that. 888-957-9570. We were talking about, me and Lubman, Sam Lubman, producer extraordinaire for the Morning Roast and Garlic Fries and Baseball guys. We were talking off air, and we were talking about the whole free throw discrepancies, right, around the league, and I think Bonte sent it here in the chat. Let me see if I can grab it. There we go. So, free throw attempts differential this season, entering yesterday's games. Lakers were at plus 361, so they get to the line more than any other team. The Warriors are at number 30 at minus 382. So, what does this mean? Well, you could take it a couple ways. You could be you hear that initially, and I'm sure a Warriors fan would be like, huh, league just wants the Lakers to win. You know what? They got LeBron. He's on the Lakers. They're doing their part to help the Lakers get to the playoffs. I don't believe that. That would have to be some sort of collusion. Again, that word that we like to use about the owners as it pertains to Lamar Jackson, that would have to be the same as it pertains to the NBA referees. Do I think that's happening? No, I do not. I think the Lakers are much more attack-heavy team around the paint, considering who they have as one of their best players, and that's Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Those guys have always gotten to the line. So that alone is going to get their numbers up. The Warriors aren't a big team. They're not big. And thus, they're not going to get a lot of those foul calls. That just happens. It's just a fact. And they also hunt for a lot of bad shots this season. They settle for a lot of bad shots, which is why last night, when they were driving and penetrating, it was refreshing to see. It was absolutely refreshing to see. Now, I know it is frustrating watching a guy of Steph's caliber, a top 10 NBA player of all time, constantly begging for fouls and not getting them, because you think you're a fan, you're watching Steph Curry. Hey, if that guy feels it's a foul, it's probably a foul. And it probably is. It probably is. And it's frustrating to watch. But do I think, and I sit here right now, do I think that the difference between the Warriors winning a title or not this season is coming down to Stephen Curry shooting a few more free throws? No. I don't. It's a make or miss league. If the Warriors aren't going to be making threes a lot and doing what they did last night, I actually don't think they're going to win a lot of games. They need to be hitting the three. Last night, it was great to see them attack and penetrate the paint against the Maxi Klebas of the world. But it's not sustainable, especially against some of these Western Conference teams you're going to be going up against potentially, or even in the finals. If you're going up against a guy like Giannis, a guy like Joker, a guy like Embiid, all these dudes, and you're going to be seeing Embiid tomorrow. Attacking the paint tomorrow, it'll be a much tougher task. Don't get it twisted. So, yes, I can understand as a fan it's very frustrating to see, but I don't think it's the end-all and be-all on the Warriors' title chances and title hopes. It could help, absolutely, if you can get some more calls here or there, which is why it's interesting. I haven't seen Steph kind of take a shot at, and they won last night, so he wasn't going to go on his way to do that, but I would think before the playoffs start, if there's another game where he feels like he is not getting to the free throw line enough, he is going to be calling out the refs after the game, a la of Fred VanVleet. And by the way, who was that? Ben Taylor, the ref? Bo Taylor, Ben Taylor? It was a Taylor, nonetheless. But the guy that Fred VanVleet called out a few weeks ago, yeah, he got demoted. Yeah, he's in like the G League now for the NBA refs. So I guess it paid off. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. On the YouTube chat, Nicole Diaz, I mean, that's not normal. He got demoted. Yes. Oh, you're talking about the free throw discrepancies not being normal? Well, you got it. Listen, I just said why it happens. The Lakers are a bigger team, and they have got bigger guys going to the rim a lot more. Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Those guys are going to get calls. I'm sorry. Future Hall of Famers are going to get calls. I understand Stephen Curry, future Hall of Famer. He should probably be getting more calls, which is why I would call them out after the game and being like, this is a joke, this is BS, and I get it, they won last night. But call them out. I would, listen, I would put money on the fact that if he called out the refs, he would actually be getting a few more calls after it. Now, the flip side would be like, oh, you don't want to take shots at the refs. They'll excommunicate you. They're not going to give you any calls after that. No. Phil Jackson was always so good at this, and he's a coach. I get it. It's a little different. But he was a maestro at playing the NBA refs to a T after the game. He would kind of say it without saying it a lot, so because he didn't want to get the fine, and sometimes he would get the fine. But he would just talk about free throw discrepancies a lot after the game. And you would see an adjustment, you know, whether it was a given series, whether it was against the Spurs or the Celtics or whatever. You would just see little adjustments throughout a series where I was like, oh, Lakers are getting to the free throw line a lot more. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. I wanted to play this Jeff Van Gundy cut real quick before we get Joe in here for the crossover on the other side. But Jeff Van Gundy, again, was on Steiny and Guyer yesterday, and he was talking about Stephen Curry not being enough if he wants to shoulder a load this NBA postseason in hopes of winning a championship. Steph Curry not being enough. Jeff Van Gundy, your thoughts.
He alone cannot, you know, go out and win a championship. Their roster last year was better. He was unbelievable in the finals. And they pulled off, to me, the most improbable championship I've seen in a long period of time. He's good enough. Their roster needs to improve. You know, obviously, that starts with Wiggins. I think he would be their second most important player right now. And then, like you said, they have big decisions. But certainly, if they're going to have a championship window at this late point in Curry's career, they're going to have to supplement the roster much better.
It's an interesting thought, and thank you for the heavy breathing in there, Steining. I can hear him great on my headphones. 888-957-9570. We'll react to that on the other side. Joe Shasky joins me for his thoughts for the cross Jover as the Golden State Warriors improve to 38-36 on the year, 9-29 on the road. They get their consecutive road wins for the first time since the NBA Finals last year. That's wild. We'll talk about that more on the other side. This is the pregame show. Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pregame show. Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Warriors taking out the Dallas Mavericks, 127-125. Their first time, it's just crazy to say out loud, their first time all season they win consecutive road games. Like, how is that possible for a defending NBA champion? But hey, here we are as Joe Shasky joins me now. Joe Shasky, the Morning Roast, joining me now for the cross Jover, as he does each and every Monday through Friday at 5:45. And Joe, great win last night, but we were talking about it before, and we were just talking about it right now, just as we were getting on. The free throws and the lack of foul calls and the foul calls and Luka Doncic.
Right into it, huh?
Well, let's just get right into it because I think it's a big story about that. And I saw it on Warriors Twitter. I'm seeing it in the chat. The free throw discrepancies from some of these teams and the Warriors being 30th and being so like minus whatever in the free throw category. Your thoughts overall last night and kind of on the season, because it has been a storyline. Like the NBA refs, let's just face it, they haven't been good. Fred VanVleet called out whatever his name, Ben Taylor, whatever it was, the referee, he got demoted. So there has been some accountability for the referee's part, which I appreciate. But at the same time, we just want the calls to be consistent. Like, that's it, right?
Well, and also, the superstar players need to stop crying on every possession. This is not like once a possession or once in a blue moon. It's every possession. Like, I told you first off, the weakest part of this morning is that we're actually taking time out to discuss the referees after an emotional win for the Golden State Warriors. That was an old school. When Draymond hit that and one and he's sitting down and he's flexing, I got all the old feels.
The Steph layup.
Yeah, it was vintage.
Maxi Kleber.
It was vintage. Defense. And just the way they were holding on for dear life at the end, like, those are the kind of games that have been few and far between this year that make you encourage, like, oh, okay, that's the old school Warriors.
It was fun, right?
Hell
it was just
yeah.
a fun win. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I like the matchup between the Dallas Mavericks. Now, then we get to the officials, because you cannot walk away from that game, which sucks. Like, to me, this is one of the problems of the NBA right now in terms of, like they need to do something about this. And it starts with them having a face-to-face with Luka and saying, Luka, it's too much. It's too much. Like, does Draymond, and here's the thing, like, you're talking about the free throw discrepancies, like, there's so many layers to this. Do the Warriors hack? Absolutely. I am not here to say that they don't hack. They do. But they have one of the greatest offensive players of all time who gets guarded as hard, and there's a concerted effort to either single or double team or triple team him on every single possession. In the history of the game, I can't think of a guy that they've thrown more different defenses at in recent memory than Steph Curry. And yet, your discrepancy is so off. How? Why? Like, how does Steph Curry... People, well, he's a jump shooter. Yeah, but... We see it every single day. James Harden's a jump shooter. Luka's a jump shooter. I mean, he bombs away. He gets every call he wants. Luka initiates contact. Every call he wants. And it's not even Steph v. Luka. Look at some of these other guys. You're talking about Austin Reeves in the green room. How is Austin Reeves getting a better whistle than Steph Curry?
Just wants it more.
And we can say all we want about, like, oh, we want the refs to call it straight up. No, we don't. The NBA, we want them to give the stars the calls. That's what we want. Like, let's just call it what it is. That's what the fans want. That's what the television wants. That's what the NBA wants. Why is Steph Curry not getting a call? Trae Young's tiny as hell. And don't give me this, Trae Young attacks the hoop. No, Trae Young cries every possession.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I just have a hard time, like in the conspiracy hats and stuff like that.
I just think they're inept.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
I just think they're inept.
Like, well, and it was actually interesting because I was saying, I was like, last time, because the Lakers, like, they're like, get the most free throw attempts, right? Because they lead the league. I was like, okay, that makes sense, right? You got LeBron James, you got Anthony Davis.
Physical, like, big guys physical, going to the rim.
Yes, yes.
Look, let's call it this. Laker brand, LeBron brand.
Yeah, like he has reputation.
That's 20 years in.
Yes. But it's interesting. LeBron's one of, like, he's like way down the list this year. Like, and maybe it's because he's older, but even before that.
Is this,
like,
fouls per game or fouls overall?
I think this is free throw attempts.
Well, he's missed a lot of time.
Yes, he has missed a lot of time. But it's very interesting to see, like, just this season particularly, it's just so shoddy. Like, this entire NBA season. So it's been weird seeing guys in and out of the lineups and how it pertains to the referees. Maybe that has a thing with it, but the injuries as a whole have just been awful. And right now, and I can get off the refs here for a second.
No, the Warriors, refs are part of the game. The refs are, it's sad.
No.
It's sad.
It is, and it sucks. And I don't want it to make this entire crossover, but it's absolutely a talking point. But as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors, and if they can get healthy, and if Gary Payton II can come back, the Wiggins thing, Listen, the Steve Kerr talked about last night. I don't know if he's going to play this year. We're starting to get to the point to where I'm just operating under the assumption he's not. But if he's not, and it's Gary Payton II coming back maybe for a couple games here, they're saying maybe this homestand, right, that he can get a game or two, which would be huge. And these four games here, Shasky, I'm saying if they go 3-1 or 4-0 on this homestand, I think they're going to be the four seed,
if they finish with home court
in the first round. Are you, like, and I'm just looking right now.
Would you even be surprised given how wild this season's
no,
been?
No, because of the injuries.
I know.
Like the Suns, I watched them last night. They were playing against, the Suns didn't have Ayton. They don't have KD. The Lakers don't have LeBron James. But Chris Paul just looks so bad. like that Suns team, like it's Devin Booker, and
that warms my soul.
Like, and Monty Williams is crying to the rest after the game. I was like, listen, buddy, like, you guys are a bona fide jump shooting team. Like, you guys aren't going to the rack. So, like, for that, and you guys hack a lot too. So, I don't feel sorry for them.
The Clippers. Everyone hacks.
Yes. It's everything.
The whole league is hacking.
There's no good defense. Like, that's just call it what it is. Yeah. Defense is just not good. The Clippers, they're going to be without Paul George the rest of the season, right? They're only a half game up on you. So, that's two teams right there just clinging to the 4 and 5 spots. Warriors are getting that 4 seed, Chasky. They're getting that 4 seed, which is nothing.
I'm not ready to predict any wins or losses for the Warriors.
Well, I'm predicting this. Round one of the NBA playoffs is going to be the Warriors and Suns, and Kevin Durant is coming back
to make his debut in the playoffs
at Chase Center.
I'm trying to think. Like,
he's getting booed, by the way, if
Cowboys,
it's a playoff game.
Cowboys, Niners, like when Deion made his comeback. I believe 95 they were on the road. I believe they played. I could be wrong, but I believe it when they played. It was 95 or 96. I believe that that game was in Dallas. That first game for Deion Sanders. Like, I'm trying to
you
think.
You
can
tell
like
me I was probably like 3 or 4.
I know Bonte will remember. It was December 11th. It was a chilly afternoon in Arlington. Totally.
It's a chilly afternoon.
Before we move off here, like, just real quick, there were two plays in the first half. And I lost my mind. Like, I legitimately lost my mind because the Warriors were in the bonus. It felt like the entire second quarter. Draymond Green goes to the hoop. It makes a sweet pass. I don't know if it was Kevon Looney. JaMychal Green, by the way, had some really good minutes yesterday. But he made a sweet pass. He missed everybody. He didn't physically touch no one. And they called him on an offensive charge on a passing crash type of a play. Where was the crash? There wasn't. There was literally, he didn't touch anyone. Yeah. Okay, so they call a foul there, which gets Draymond obviously closer into foul trouble, which stops a bucket, which would have been a layup and a basket. Because I know that Dallas is crying about this basket, and we'll get into it this morning. And then later on, there's a loose ball, okay? Two guys are going for it, all right? They both, in my estimation, like, both players have the right of way, and it's an unfortunate, hey, we crash into each other. To me, no whistle. It's a no whistle. How many times on the schoolyard, two guys are going after the ball, one guy bats it up in the air before the other one? That's called having quicker hands, beating the other guy to the ball, all right? It's a no call. And they call Jordan Poole because Luka falls because he's fat and slow and smokes stogies and parties? Because he's a step slow? And why? Because he puts his arms out? Luka, I swear to God,
One triggers Joe Shasky more than Luka
because
Doncic.
He's too good to cry that much. Yeah. Someone on his team needs to like grab him and look him in the eye and be like, shut up and play basketball. He is so good. He's so talented.
The guy you had on yesterday said the same thing, Mike Bacic, and he covers the team for 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He said the same thing. He drives him nuts.
I saw 21 times he turned to an official and put either his hands up, clapped, cried, complained 21 times the first, and you know what? I probably missed a couple.
Well, no, and it's not just on he thinks he's getting fouled. It's, oh no, that wasn't off me. What are you talking about? That wasn't off me. Oh, I didn't foul there. What are you talking about?
It's unreal.
And it's just stupid stuff. And then he walks over and he's like smiling. He's like, eh. But he's, and I was like, no.
He's not even 15. Like, it's one thing if he was like, okay, you're KG. You've been in the league for 13 years.
Sure, yeah.
You've been here for like 5 years. I don't even know if he's been here 5 years. What's he been here? 3.5? 4?
Yeah, something like that. 4 years, whatever.
Shut up and play basketball. Yeah. Like, that's my biggest... He's awesome. He is one of the great talents the game's ever seen. And he's also the biggest crybaby in sports right now.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, too, because these are the guys that kids are looking up to, right? Like, and you coach teams, like, I don't want... And Benny, God bless him, my son's 3 years old. You know what he does when he drives to the hoop? Falls over. I'm not even kidding you. He sees, like, Daddy, I'm falling like the NBA players. I was like, are you flopping or are you doing, like, hard drives? Like, he's literally, he does a little, if you're on YouTube, you can see me. He doubles, shoots like his little, his little tots or whatever it is, a Fisher Price thing. Shoots and then just falls like this. I was like, oh my God, Ben. He's getting started early.
There's a variety of issues in every sport, right? Like, no sport is without its own problems. I'm not here to, like, say, I'm telling you, the officiating, and Bonte has been on this. I don't give a damn what Dan Dibley says. The officials have never been worse. And the biggest problem is the phantom calls. They're out of control. And Dan will say, like, oh, there's like a 500 calls in a game that could or could not be called. And yeah, and they're barely batting 300.
I'll say this, and for as much as we hate this regular season, it's been horrible. I do think come playoff time, we do see the calls aren't going to be called as, like, it's just not going to happen.
Wait, you're telling me that Steph and Clay are going to go the entire playoffs with Velociraptor scars on their shoulders? I know that's coming.
Oh, of course. Well, Jokic, like, that guy fights a bear every single game, and it just happens. So that's Joe Shatsky. He's coming up next
with
Bonte Hill. What a game yesterday. Warriors, listen, you heard it here first, and it's easy enough for me to say. Folks, they're getting the 4 seed. I'm telling you right now. Morning Roast up next.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.